Greece's economic fight for survival bruises a ministry. Survival packs keep kids alive in Uganda, and a documentary is responsible for helping to save lives. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Greece is fighting for survival. The European Union and the International Monetary Fund offered to bail out 120 billion euros over the next 3 years. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis explains.
Greece has been living beyond its means for a long time, so the government debt has reached unsustainable levels.
There are concerns the crisis could have a domino effect on the countries attached to the euro. The bailout comes with heavy requirements.
The government, in order to reduce the deficit, has had to put a lot of measures in place, including additional taxation, cutting spending, reducing pensions.
The uncertainty has interfered with AMG's ministry.
The people have less cash to spend because most of it now is going to their basic needs. There is less money available for ministry at the local level.
There are a couple of ways to pray for the ministry of AMG in Greece.
First, the Lord will enable our co-workers there to have wisdom in knowing how to minister to the people who are hurting, and also for the Lord to provide resources.
Meanwhile, with the death of Poland's president in an airplane crash last month, the country's gearing up for an election to select his replacement next month. However, many people in Poland are still searching for answers. President of Avant Ministries, Jack Elwood, says they have a short-cycle church planning team there. He says people have been stunned.
And that kind of rolls over into questioning, and many times it has opened doors for our team to engage in spiritual discussions with people because everyone's talking about it. Even in the midst of these difficult circumstances, that people can find Christ in the midst of great pain.
What about the response? Well, Elwood says,
we've seen a great spiritual responsiveness. We're engaging people in what they're kind of calling spiritual discussion groups that are able to be the foundation of a growing church. We're seeing many people draw close to Christ as a result of this.
The team needs prayer for wisdom. Pray also that they'll receive the support they need to continue the work. You're listening to Mission Network News. The AIDS pandemic has ravished Uganda, leaving thousands of orphans in its wake. Relatives often take these kids in to get them off the street, resulting in even more poverty. Max Lang says childcare worldwide is helping.
Our main focus is, of course, helping children succeed in life through child sponsorship. And it's a wonderful, blessed program. Hundreds and hundreds of children are being given an education that helps them break out of the cycle of poverty.
The ministry also provides struggling families with survival packs, which sustain 4 people for a month. Even more importantly,
every one of them is confronted with the life-giving gospel of Jesus Christ, and almost every one of them accepts it into their lives and makes something out of their lives, not only materially, but spiritually.
You can join in this life-giving ministry by sponsoring a child for $35 a month or by sponsoring a survival pack for $30. Our website has the details. And 80% of the people who die from waterborne illnesses in Africa are children. There's no exception for Sierra Leone, which has one of the highest child mortality rates in the world. World Hope International's Carl Eastlack says to reduce these numbers, they're building wells. Recently, a local Rotary Club
put together an incredible documentary as to the need and the hopes of the people and what they would do with clean water and how it would benefit their country, especially their children.
The film called Living Well has already raised over $300,000 to help fund 100 wells. World Hope will do the actual building while spreading the gospel.
Every village that we go ahead and dig these wells, we then present the gospel using water as an understanding. And it's amazing the lights that come on in people's eyes when they clearly understand what Jesus Christ offers to them for eternity.
Visit our website to donate or to watch the documentary. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures. Tell people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.